All right, ready to dive into a topic that's like completely changing how we make decisions.
Always ready to dive in.
AI-powered, data-driven decision-making.
Yeah.
It's the name of the game these days.
Yeah, for sure.
And our guide today is this awesome report from XR1 AI Consulting.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things about those guys.
It's almost like a treasure map.
Okay, I like that. A treasure map.
To navigate this whole world of AI for, you know, making those smart choices.
So we're going to find the treasure of good decisions.
You're ready to unlock those AI superpowers?
Absolutely. And I think it's a really good thing we have this roadmap.
Right.
Because the old way of doing things, just relying on gut feelings and static reports,
yeah,
it just doesn't work anymore.
It's like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Almost impossible to get it right.
Right.
So XR1, they start by explaining why AI is such a game changer.
Okay, yeah.
For decisions, and it all boils down to those limitations of those old traditional methods.
Right, like we were talking about.
Intuition. Great, sure.
Of course you need it.
But it's often based on limited information.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You don't see the whole picture.
Old reports. A snapshot of the past.
Right.
Not a prediction of what's coming.
It's like looking in the rearview mirror. You got to look forward.
And static data analysis.
Right, yeah.
It just can't keep up with how fast the world is changing.
It's moving too fast for that.
Right.
Way too fast.
So that's where AI steps in. But how?
Right, yeah. That's the big question.
What does it do that's so different?
It brings a whole new set of tools.
Okay.
Like, first of all, real-time data.
Real-time data.
Imagine a constant stream of information just flowing.
Okay.
Allowing you to make decisions on what's happening now.
Hmm.
Not, you know, a month ago.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially for those, like, fast-paced fields.
Right. If you're in a slow industry, maybe not as much.
Right. But isn't real-time data just one piece of the puzzle?
You're right.
It's not the whole story.
AI also uses historical data to predict future trends.
Okay, so that's the other side.
Think of it like you wouldn't make investment decisions without looking at past market performance, right?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Right, of course not.
AI takes that principle, like what investors do, and supercharges it.
Okay.
By analyzing huge amounts of historical data, it can forecast things.
Okay.
Like customer behavior, market fluctuations, even potential risks.
So no more relying on just gut feelings.
Right.
Or vague predictions.
Exactly. AI can predict things with a level of, how do I put it?
Detail.
Granularity and accuracy.
Okay.
That we just couldn't do before.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
Do you have an example?
Sure. Like, let's say you're a retail company
trying
to, you know, manage inventory.
Right.
AI can analyze, like, past sales data, seasonal trends, even, like, social media buzz.
Okay.
To predict demand for specific products.
Right.
This way, you're not overstocking or, you know, running out of the popular items.
Wow, that's a pretty concrete example.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Of AI in action.
In action, yeah.
So AI uses real-time data, historical data. But what else sets it apart from the old way?
Well, it can eliminate human error.
Okay, yes.
AI can perform calculations, analyze data, and execute tasks.
Right.
With a level of precision that humans, well, we just can't match.
So it's like having a team of super efficient analysts.
Yeah, exactly.
Working 24/7, constantly like crunching those numbers, making sure everything's optimized.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
AI doesn't get tired.
Right.
It doesn't let its emotions affect decisions. And it's constantly learning, constantly improving.
So that brings us to another question.
Yeah.
What about uncovering, like, hidden insights in data?
Oh, yeah. That's another key thing.
Humans might miss, like, the subtle patterns or correlations.
Right.
But AI can sift through all that data.
Mountains of it.
Right. Mountains of data.
Yeah.
And pinpoint those little valuable nuggets.
Right, those golden nuggets.
Of information.
That would just, you know, go unnoticed.
So it's not just about having data.
Right.
It's about extracting the right insights.
Exactly.
Right, from that data.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that can actually drive, you know, real impact.
Yeah.
That's where AI shines.
For sure.
Do you have another example of
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Like a marketing team?
Okay.
They could use AI to analyze customer data.
Mm-hmm.
And discover that a specific, like, demographic, right?
Okay.
Is responding really well to a specific campaign.
Okay.
And then they know to tailor their efforts to those people.
Right, and maximize their return on investment. Okay, so in essence, AI helps us make decisions that are not only faster, but more accurate,
right,
more efficient, and insightful.
It's pretty incredible.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah, it does, a little bit.
Are there any downsides?
That's a good point.
Any potential, like, pitfalls that we should be aware of?
Right. You have to remember that it's just a tool.
Okay.
It's not magic.
Okay.
It's not a magic bullet.
Right.
And it shouldn't replace human judgment entirely.
Right. So it's about finding the right balance between, you know, that human intuition.
Right.
And those AI-powered insights.
Exactly.
Using each to its strengths.
And that's where leadership comes in.
Right.
You know, understanding how to use AI effectively.
Mm-hmm.
How to, you know, interpret the results you get.
All right.
And then make decisions that align with your goals, the company's values.
Okay, so we've talked about AI as this game changer for decision making. But this report dives deeper, breaks it down into five steps.
Five steps, okay.
So let's start with step one. Taming the data monster.
Ah, yes. The data monster.
What's that all about?
That is something almost every business deals with.
Right.
Think about all that data. Customer data, financial information, marketing data.
Right, scattered all over the place.
Exactly. It's a mess.
It is a mess.
Right.
Like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But AI is the magnet, you know?
Right.
You need that magnet.
It's like a master organizer.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling all that data, cleaning it up.
Right.
And creating what XR1 calls a single source of truth.
Single source of truth. I like that. I like how they put that.
Instead of juggling a dozen spreadsheets.
Right.
A dozen reports,
mm-hmm.
you have this one central place,
right,
where all the relevant data lives.
Yeah, nice and clean.
Right, nice and clean, right.
Yeah.
They have a good example of this in the report.
What's that?
A retail giant that's using AI to combine all this customer data.
Okay, from where?
From their online store, physical locations, and social media.
Oh, wow.
And it gives them this, like, 360-degree view
okay.
of each customer.
So they really know their customers.
Allowing them to do personalized marketing.
Right.
And get a much deeper understanding of customer behavior.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff.
It is incredibly powerful. It's like having this complete profile of each customer, allowing you to anticipate their needs.
Right.
And then provide that tailored experience.
Yeah, that's the holy grail of marketing.
Right.
Right there.
And this is just the first step.
The first step. Okay.
In the journey.
All right, I'm ready for the next one.
I'm hooked. What's next?
Step two is where it gets exciting.
Okay.
We're talking about using AI to predict the future.
Hold on. No crystal balls here.
No, no, no.
Or fortune tellers.
No magic involved.
Okay.
Just data science.
Okay.
AI uses something called machine learning.
Okay. To analyze historical data and forecast future trends.
Okay. So instead of relying on gut feelings or vague assumptions,
mm-hmm.
we're using AI to make data-backed predictions.
Data-backed, yeah.
Right.
That's the key.
About things like customer behavior,
mm-hmm.
market conditions, financial performance.
Right. All the important stuff.
The report highlights three really powerful examples.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, demand forecasting.
Demand forecasting, okay.
Crucial for companies managing inventory.
Makes sense.
AI can analyze past sales, seasonality.
Right.
Even external factors like weather.
Oh, wow. Weather, too.
Right. To predict demand.
With accuracy.
With incredible accuracy.
Okay.
I can see how this would be a game changer for, like, Amazon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dealing with millions of products, fluctuating demand.
Right, they have to have that.
Right.
Absolutely.
AI can help them optimize their inventory.
Minimize waste.
Right.
Make sure they have the right products available at the right time.
Yeah. And it's not just retail.
Okay.
Think about a sauce company
yeah.
that relies on monthly subscriptions.
Okay, yeah.
Predicting their future revenue, that's essential.
To make, you know, decisions about growth, investment,
right.
all that stuff.
AI can analyze, you know, their historical subscription data, churn rates.
Okay.
Even economic indicators.
Mm-hmm.
To forecast that future revenue with really impressive accuracy.
That's a huge advantage,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a competitive market.
Right. They need every advantage they can get.
Gives them the foresight to adapt their strategies.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Stay ahead of the curve. Okay. And the third example.
Risk management.
Risk management. Okay.
Something that's critical.
Across pretty much every industry.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I'm thinking about things like loan defaults.
Mm.
Cybersecurity threats.
Mm-hmm.
supply chain disruptions.
Right, all those black swan events.
Right, that can really throw a wrench in the works.
Yeah, exactly. AI can help identify and mitigate those risks before they happen.
Okay.
Like a financial institution, for example.
Mm.
They could use AI to analyze a ton of data.
Right.
To figure out how risky loans are.
So instead of just looking at those like traditional credit scores, they're digging deeper.
Right, they're digging deep.
With AI.
With AI.
To find those subtle red flags.
Exactly.
That they might miss.
AI can uncover patterns and correlations
right.
that we would just never see.
Right.
Helping companies make, you know, smarter, more informed decisions about risk.
Wow. So AI is taking things to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started.
Wait, there's more.
There's so much more.
Oh, man.
We've got to save it for part two.
Okay. You've definitely piqued my curiosity.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm ready to hear about those next steps in this AI journey, but...
But we got to take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let everyone digest all this.
Let our listeners digest this amazing information.
Exactly. We'll be back soon.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back to our AI deep dive.
Part two. Ready to jump back in.
Picking up where we left off, some pretty mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah, AI predicting everything, like inventory, financial performance, even those potential risks. Like, how does AI actually HELP us make those decisions?
That's a good question, and that is what step three is all about.
Okay, step three.
AI is your personal decision-making guru.
Okay, a guru.
Imagine, like, you've got a team of expert advisors, right?
Okay, yeah.
They're there 24/7, crunching numbers, analyzing different scenarios, offering recommendations just for you.
So basically like having a superpower.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Seeing all the possible outcomes before making a move.
Not quite clairvoyance, but it gives you a big advantage.
Okay, so how does this work? How does AI become this guru?
The report talks about three ways. No. First, scenario planning.
Oh, yeah. Those what-if scenarios.
Exactly. We all run through them in our heads.
All the time. It's like, what if I launch this product? What if I take this risk? It could be paralyzing.
Right. But AI takes the guesswork out.
Okay.
It lets you simulate different business decisions.
Okay.
See the potential outcomes before you actually do anything.
So instead of intuition or limited data,
you can run simulations based on all sorts of variables.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Right, it's like a business simulator.
So you can test different strategies, make data-driven decisions.
Exactly, like a company thinking about a merger, they could use AI to simulate different scenarios, see the financial impact.
That changes everything for strategic planning.
It takes the fear out of big decisions.
What else can this AI guru do?
Well, let's be honest, a lot of decision-making is just routine stuff.
Tell me about it. Approving expenses, scheduling meetings.
Right, all those things that bog us down.
Never ends.
AI can take care of that.
Okay, yeah.
It can handle those tasks based on rules you set.
So it frees us up for the important stuff.
Exactly, for the strategic creative work.
Like a tireless assistant who never gets bored.
Right, exactly like that.
But what about jobs? Will AI replace people?
It's a valid concern, but history shows that as technology automates things, it creates new opportunities, too.
Okay, so it's about adapting.
Exactly. Upskilling, retraining, working with the technology.
Right. AI should help us, not replace us.
That's the goal. And the third way AI is our guru is through optimization algorithms.
Okay, optimization algorithms.
Think of it like a GPS for your business.
Okay, a GPS.
It analyzes data, finds ways to improve everything from pricing to inventory.
So it's constantly making things better.
Yeah, constantly fine-tuning, optimizing how the whole business runs.
Okay, so AI helps with scenarios, automation, optimization. But what about our customers?
Good question. That leads to step four, AI-powered customer insights.
Okay, customer insights.
Going beyond basic demographics.
Right, we need more than that.
Understanding individual needs, preferences, even predicting what they'll do.
So it's like having a mind reader on your team.
Yeah, but one powered by data science, not magic.
Okay, that makes more sense.
The report breaks this down into three areas.
Okay.
First, hyper-personalization.
Hyper-personalization.
AI analyzes everything, their past behavior, purchases, website visits, even social media.
Wow, they know everything.
And then it creates a super personalized experience.
So no more generic marketing emails.
Exactly. They get messages, recommendations, offers that are actually relevant.
Like Amazon with their recommendations.
Exactly. That's a classic example.
It's scary how well they know me.
AI is behind it all. And then there's sentiment analysis. Remember how AI is like a detective?
Uncovering hidden clues.
Sentiment analysis is like it's emotional intelligence.
Okay, emotional intelligence.
It can read reviews, social media posts, even surveys to figure out how people feel.
So it goes beyond just the star ratings.
Right. It's about understanding the nuances, what they're really saying.
So you can spot issues early. Respond to concerns.
Exactly. And even improve your products based on that feedback.
Okay, so we're getting ahead of problems.
Exactly. Like having a finger on the pulse of how customers feel.
In the third area.
Predicting future behavior, not just suggesting things they might like.
Okay.
Anticipating their needs, their actions.
So you can offer them what they want before they even ask.
Exactly. Like a streaming service predicting who might cancel.
Based on their washing habits.
Right. And then they can offer them something to keep them engaged.
Okay, so AI is like a preemptive strike against losing customers.
You got it. All these insights lead to happy customers and stronger brands.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final step. Step 5, continuous learning and adaptation.
This is where AI really stands out, right?
Absolutely. It's not static. It keeps learning, getting smarter.
So it's constantly evolving, improving.
Like a student who's always studying, always getting better.
So AI never stops learning.
Exactly. And that's how it keeps up with all the changes in the world.
Right, because things are changing so fast.
New data, new trends, AI can adapt and adjust.
Like a navigation system that's always updating its maps.
Exactly. And the report gives some really cool examples.
Okay, like what?
Remember adaptive forecasting where AI predictions are always being updated?
Yeah, they're not set in stone.
Imagine a company forecasting demand for a new product.
Okay.
At first, AI uses historical data, but then as real-time sales data comes in,
it can adjust.
Right. If sales are better than expected, it increases the forecast. Maybe they need to make more.
And if sales are slower, it adjusts down so they can change course.
Exactly. It's a constant feedback loop, making sure the predictions are accurate.
That's amazing how responsive it is.
And then there's real-time optimization, taking those algorithms we talked about to the next level.
Okay, so it's not just optimizing once, it's ongoing.
AI is constantly watching the data, making adjustments to maximize everything.
Like an autopilot that's always fine-tuning the plane's flight?
Exactly. Imagine a logistics company. Their delivery routes can change based on traffic, weather, new orders.
Wow, that saves time and money.
And then feedback loops, those are essential for AI's learning.
Okay, feedback loops.
Every decision, every action, every outcome creates data that AI learns from.
So it's constantly improving.
Like a student learning from their mistakes on a test.
Okay, I get it.
Think of a marketing team personalizing emails. AI might test different versions. Then it sees what works best and adjusts future campaigns.
So it's a process of refinement, using data to get better results.
Exactly. That feedback loop makes AI truly intelligent. It's not just processing information, it's learning and adapting.
This is incredible. But I keep thinking about AI being a force multiplier for leadership.
That's a great point. AI is more than just technology.
Right. It's how we use it to make a positive impact.
And leaders have to shape that vision.
So it's their responsibility to see the bigger picture.
Absolutely. Leaders need to see beyond the technical stuff, understand how AI can solve big problems.
Problems like healthcare, climate change, creating a fairer society.
Exactly. It's not just about business. It's about making a difference.
So leaders have to ask the right questions. Guide the development of AI ethically.
Right. AI is a tool for innovation and positive change.
And we have to make sure everyone benefits from it.
That's where values and ethics come in.
Right. It's not just about algorithms and data.
We need to have those conversations now. Think about the implications, the safeguards.
It's a lot to think about.
It is, but it's also incredibly exciting.
The future of AI is still being written.
And we all have a part in shaping it.
So, to our listeners, remember, it's not just about understanding AI. It's about using it to make a difference.
Experiment, ask questions, yeah. Challenge the assumptions.
The power of AI is in your hands.
That's a great way to put it.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
We've just scratched the surface, but hopefully it's given you some food for thought.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, the WHY of AI, the HOW, even those practical steps to get started.
Yeah, we've been on quite a journey.
But I feel like with step 5, continuous learning, we just like scratched the surface.
Oh yeah, there's so much more to unpack there.
It's like AI's secret weapon, right?
It is. It's what makes it truly different.
You know, it's not just about making one decision. It's about getting better with every decision.
Exactly. It's that constant evolution, always improving.
Like when you're learning a new skill, The more you practice, the better you get. Is it kind of like that with AI?
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Like, imagine a chess-playing AI.
Okay, chess.
At first, it might make some dumb moves, right?
Like,
but it plays game after game, it analyzes everything, learns from its wins and losses, figures out the patterns.
So it's not about giving AI all the answers up front.
Right, it's about giving it the ability to learn to get smarter on its own.
And that's how it keeps up with how fast the world is changing.
Exactly. New data, new trends, AI can handle it.
It's like a navigation system that's always updating, avoiding those traffic jams.
Yeah, always finding the best route.
And the report gives some really cool examples of this.
Yeah, like adaptive forecasting, where those predictions are always being updated.
They're not just static, they change.
Imagine a company predicting demand for a new product.
Okay, new product, tough to predict.
At first, the AI looks at historical data, but then the real-time sales data starts rolling in.
Okay, so it gets feedback.
And it can adjust. If sales are booming, maybe they need to make more. If sales are slow, they can change course.
Wow, that's so responsive. It's like it's thinking.
It's that feedback loop, always making sure the predictions are as accurate as possible.
Okay, so what else can AI do with this learning superpower?
Real-time optimization, it's taking those algorithms we talked about to the next level.
Those algorithms, they're working nonstop.
Right. It's not just optimizing once. It's constantly monitoring, adjusting to get the best results.
Like an autopilot, making sure the plane is flying perfectly even when the weather changes.
Exactly. Or a logistics company, their delivery routes can change instantly based on traffic, weather, new orders.
That's crazy. It's like it has a mind of its own.
It's that level of dynamic optimization that makes AI so powerful.
And then there are those feedback loops. You said those are key.
They are, because every decision, every action creates data that AI can learn from.
So it's like a cycle of constant improvement.
Like a student learning from a test, using that knowledge to do better next time.
Okay, I'm starting to see how powerful this is.
Think about a marketing team testing different emails. The AI figures out what works best and uses that for future campaigns.
So it's not just about guessing. It's about data-driven refinement.
Exactly. And that's what makes AI truly intelligent. It learns from everything it does.
This is mind-blowing. But I keep coming back to that idea of AI and leadership.
Right. Because technology is only one part of it.
It's about how we use it, how we lead with it.
Leaders have to see the bigger picture, how AI can help us solve those big global problems.
Like healthcare. Climate change, making the world a better place.
Exactly. It's not just about business. It's about making a real difference.
And that's a huge responsibility for leaders.
They have to ask the right questions, guide the development of AI ethically, make sure it benefits everyone.
So it's about values, ethics, human responsibility.
It's a conversation we need to have now as AI becomes more and more a part of our lives.
It's complex, but it's also exciting. The future of AI is still being written.
And we all have a role to play in that story.
To our listeners, remember, it's not just about understanding AI. It's about using that knowledge to make a difference.
Experiment. Ask questions. Challenge the assumptions.
Don't be afraid to push the boundaries. The power of AI is literally in your hands.
That's a great message to end on.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI-powered decision-making. We hope you've learned something new, maybe been inspired to think differently.
We've covered a lot, but there's always more to explore.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.